Big week for you in the Judiciary Committee, Senator, with the, I guess now it's a combined measure for the Kansas City Police Chief and Max's Law.
Yeah, so we presented a bill in the Judiciary Committee earlier this week, and it does two separate things. One, it creates Max's Law, which is a piece of legislation that I filed last year, which enhances the penalty for killing a canine officer in the line of duty. Right now, killing a canine officer is treated as a basic property damage crime. We actually heard testimony from a police officer in Jefferson City who informed us that the penalty associated with breaking out the window of a police car is more severe than killing a canine officer in the line of duty. And, you know, these animals are so important in terms of keeping their human partners safe, keeping the public safe. They are commissioned police officers, and so we need to make sure that the law actually adequately protects them. And what my bill would do is if you kill a canine officer in the line of duty, it would be a felony offense, the consequence of which is that somebody could actually spend time in prison for killing a law enforcement dog. The name of the bill actually came from Max, who was a canine officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty a couple of years ago in St. Joseph. And we actually had Canine Max's handler, Lucas Winder, who's a police officer with the St. Joseph Police Department, come down and testify, gave very emotional testimony. I'm happy to see that legislation advancing through the process. The other provision that was in the bill that I presented would remove the salary caps for officers with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Right now, Kansas City is the only police department in the state that's under so-called state control, meaning that the governor appoints the members of the Board of Police Commissioners who are charged with the day-to-day running of the police department, and those individuals are confirmed by the Senate. Because of their unique structure, there are caps in the amount that officers with the KCPD can be paid. And so what my bill does is it removes those salary caps so that the Board of Police Commissioners has flexibility to meet market demands in terms of what officers need to be paid. I think this is really important for a couple of reasons. Number one, our brave men and women in law enforcement put their lives on the line every day, and we need to make sure that they're being adequately compensated for the risks that they and their families are taking on. And then secondly, you know, we've seen recruitment issues in Kansas City. Right now, they're down 300 officers from being at full force. And so certainly giving the Board of Police Commissioners the ability to pay officers more and to be more competitive in salaries, I would hope would fix some of those recruitment and retention issues with the Kansas City Police Department.
Kind of looks ahead, just like you just mentioned, is the fact that with that many officers, it's just a question of when there's a vacancy come up for a chief, be it Kansas City or anywhere, they can't find anybody to do that either.
Right. And we need to make sure that whether it's, you know, rank and file officers who are also included in this bill, to make sure we recruit officers who are going to be out on the streets, you know, doing the day-to-day policing work, that they're taken care of, but then also to make sure that we have world-class police chiefs who are running the department. And when you're competing with other major cities around the country, you have to make sure that your salary is competitive to get those individuals to come to Kansas City.